सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
सो द थॉट फ्लो सो फार is that in the mantra number 1, the Upanishad says about the abidance in Jnana, Jnana Nishtha. If you don't have Jnana Nishtha, then second option is given, that Karma Nishtha. Second mantra says about the karma. You have to do the karma yoga. For others you have to do. Not for your own ego worship, but for the worship of the Lord. Third mantra is not criticizing the people who are not doing Jnana Nishtha or Karma Nishtha. Rather, it is praising Jnana Nishtha and Karma Nishtha. If you don't do this thing, then what will happen? You will be in the cycle of birth and death. And you are losing this opportunity, this human birth, for not realizing your own self. So you are committing suicide. You are losing opportunity. Fourth and fifth mantra, it tells about the nature of Atman. Sixth and seventh mantra says about the lakshan or the characteristic of the jnani, that he sees Atman or Brahman everywhere, falsifying the naam roop. Form and name is falsified. And hence, there is no hatred. There will be always love, because he sees only Atman or Brahman everywhere. If you see difference, then there will be hatred and etc. What we are seeing the people with naam and roop. So we think they are different from me. But one, the jnani, he sees Atman everywhere. That was mantra number 6 and 7. Again in mantra number 8, Upanishad says that the Brahman is without gross body, without subtle body, without causal body. These gross body, subtle body and the causal body are made from Maya, Prakriti. So the mantra number 8 states the true nature of the Brahman without Maya. No Sarira Traya. Since there is no gross body, causal body and subtle body, so Brahman cannot act. Mind bhi nahi hai, no intellect, no gross body, no karansari. Karansari is no ajnana also. So he cannot function. Karma can be, action can be made only by body. Light can be given by bulb only, not by electricity. So this body is not there with the Brahman. That means the Maya Karya is not there as in its true sense. Brahman without Maya is without Sarir. So no question of Paap Punya there. Then after that it was said that he is the supreme authority. When the Hiranyagarbha comes, the Maya Prakriti, the Hiranyagarbha comes, the manifested, then he distributes all the functions to all devatas. You have to do this function, you have to do this function and this one. And to the individuals, he gives the fruits of action, karma phal. So karma phal is also distributed by him. So that was stated in mantra number 8. The Upanishad ends at mantra number 8. The beauty of this Upanishad is that it has got the knowledge, it has got the upasana, and it has got the bhakti also. Mantra number 9, 10, 11 says that one has to do both vidya and avidya upasana. Now the upasana part is coming. Next 6 mantra are for the upasana. What is avidya upasana? Avidya upasana is the karma kand. By karma kand, you can go up to the pitraloka. Karmana pitraloka. And vidya means not the knowledge of self there, vidya means upasana. And by upasana, you can go up to the devloka. So leaving this bhuloka, you go to the pitraloka and devloka by a vidya upasana and vidya upasana, by karma kand and by upasana. So by avidya, mrityu tirtva. Mrityu tirtva means in this sansar, these 5 type of people are considered dead. A poor, a slave, one which has got an incurable vyadhi or disease, pravasi, always traveling, and a murkha. They are considered dead here. Mrityu tirtva means you go beyond this bhuloka, you are in the pitraloka or devloka. So that means you are enjoying sukh there, happiness there, but various degrees. Degree of sukh of pitraloka is different than degree of sukh of devloka or happiness of the brahmaloka. They are different degrees. But you have crossed the sorrows of this sansar, of this bhuloka, of human body. After doing the karma kand, you go to the pitraloka, or by upasana you go to the devloka. So you have gone away from this bhuloka where there is sorrow. Mrityu tirtva goes beyond the sorrow, fear, and everything is no more there. Amritam usnate means it's a relative term. It's not the bliss of the Brahman. You stay for a longer period in the Pitraloka and Devloka. So it is called Amritam Usnute. Then another 3 sets of upasana is Sambhuti Upasana and Asambhuti Upasana. That was verse number 12, 13 and 14. They talk about the Sambhuti and Asambhuti Upasana. What is Sambhuti Upasana? Manifested world. Manifested world means Brahman, Hiranyagarbha, one who is doing the upasana of Brahman, he goes to the Brahman. आप जिसकी उपासना करोगे वहां पहुंच जाओगे. यू रीच टू हिज लोका. संभूति अपना असंभूति उपासना अनमैनिफेस्टेड वर्ल्ड. अनमैनिफेस्टेड वर्ल्ड मीन गो बियॉन्ड द मैनिफेस्टेड वर्ल्ड. दैट मीन्स वेन देर इज नो क्रिएशन यू रीच दैट लोका. असंभूति उपासना इज कंपेयर टू लाइक स्लीप. स्लीप ऑल्सो गिव्स अ सुख. And people try to go into the sleep also. Each person needs sleep. So what upasana we do for the sleep? Some takes tablets, some takes other means. So they are doing the upasana of sleep. Similarly, many people, they want to go to the asambhuti, unmanifested. Why they want to go to that state? Because they have can stay in that state for a long period of time. So 12 hours night of Brahmaji is equal to 43,20,000 years multiplied by 1,000. So there also it was said, Mrityu Tirtva Amritam Asunate. By Sambhuti Upasana, you go beyond Mrityu. Go beyond Mrityu means you are not suffering all these things here and you have gone to the Brahmaji's Lok, Hiranyagarbha, Brahma Lok. And by Asambhuti Upasana, you go to the unmanifested world. Amritam Usnate means you are staying there for a very long period of time. So this is the Upasana. So why the Upasana portion is given in this Upanishad? The idea behind is this, that by karmana you can go up to Pitralok and after exhausting your punya come back. By upasana you go to the Devaloka. When the merits are over, come back to Bhuloka again. By Sambhuti upasana you go to the Brahmaji Lok. If you don't develop vairagya in Brahmalok, Brahmaji will not give you knowledge of the Self. But if you develop vairagya, then Brahmaji will give you that knowledge of Self. Otherwise, come back. Asambhuti upasana, unmanifested world. Go to the unmanifested world, stay there 43,20,000 years multiplied by 1,000, come back. In all cases, by this you remain a jnani. Now we have to decide whether we should go for all these things and come back, or should we go in for the knowledge of Self and get realized in this life only, here and now. This is to be decided by upasana. Now the next four mantra, they deal with the bhakti part. One who was doing the karma yoga for his chitta suddhi, or who was doing these upasanas by karmana to pitralok, by upasana to devlok, by sambhuti upasana to Hiranyagarbha or Brahmaji lok, or asambhuti upasana to unmanifested world. Now his death is coming. Death is approaching. And now he prays. This is a prayer of such a devotee. He is Saguna Brahma Upasak. Let us see what the mantra says.
हिरण्मयेन पात्रेण सत्यस्यापि हितं मुखं तत्त्वं पूषन पावृणो सत्यधर्माय दृष्टये
satya dharmaya drishtaye hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hitam mukham tattvam pushana pavrinu satya dharmaya drishtaye.
How this person, this upasak, who was doing these four types of upasana or the karma yoga, how he will get immortality? So these verses are for that upasak. Hiranmaya patrena satya samapitam mukham. Satya, the truth, mukham, his face. Apihitam means achaditam, is covered. The face of the truth is covered by what? Patrena, vessel. What type of patra? Hiranyamayen, a golden disc. The truth is covered by a golden disc. Who is that? It is the Surya, sun god. Why sun god is taken? Why not other god? Ved Vyasji compiled Veda. Yajur Veda was given to Vaisampayana. Vaisampayana Sishya was Yajnavalkya. Yajnavalkya did the tapas on Surya Devata. And 18 mantras were revealed to him. And these mantras are found in the Shukla Yajurveda, these 18 mantras. There are 15 mantras found another in the Krishna Yajurveda. Shukla Yajurveda is normally being followed in North India. Krishna Yajurveda, 15 mantras are followed in South India. The chanting is also different. Since it is Yajnavalkya Rishi, who did tapas on Surya, so it is on the, he is prostrating to the Surya. Hiranyamaya Patrena, O son, your face is covered by that golden disc. This golden disc is Maya, is brilliance. We can't see directly sun. What is inside that is not seen. So he says, O Surya, O Ishwar, your face is covered by that golden disc. I am not able to see the truth behind this golden disc. And I am a jiva, a alpagya, alpasaktiman. It is beyond my power to remove it. I can't remove it. So, tattam pusan apaprinu, e pusan, he Surya, you apaprinu, apaprinu, remove it so that I can see the truth, so that I can merge with the truth. At this point of time, I am not able to see the truth. It is covered by Hiranyamaya Patrena. It is a golden disc which is covering the truth. Why? Is the seeker begging here? No. Satya dharmaya drishtaye, I am follower of satya dharma. I have followed the practices. I am following the path of truth. I am a seeker. I am not begging. I need your grace now. Truth is there behind the sun. And I am not able to see it. It is covered with the golden disc. O Pusan, please uncover, please remove this Maya so that I can see the Brahman as it is and merge myself with the truth. This is the prayer of the seeker, upasak. Next question.
शन्ने कर्षे यम सूर्य प्राजापत्य
पूषण्ये कर्षे यम सूर्य प्राजापत्य
व्यूह रश्मिन् समूह तेजः
व्यूह रश्मिन् समूह तेजः
यत्ते रूपं कल्याणतमं तत्ते पश्यामि
यत्ते रूपं कल्याणतमं तत्ते पश्यामि
यो सावसो पुरुषस्सोऽहमस्मि
यो सावसो पुरुषस्सोऽहमस्मि पूषण्ये कर्षे यम सूर्य प्राजापत्य व्यूह रश्मिन् समूह तेजः यत्ते रूपं कल्याणतमं तत्ते पश्यामि यो सावसो पुरुषस्सोऽहमस्मि
So he has asked for the grace of the Lord. But the Lord will see my record, whether I am fit for that or not, whether for me that Maya is to be removed or not. Seeing my record, then he will do the needful. Like the children, what they do, they write their wish list. When Christmas time, they need this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. And then their record are checked whether they deserve it or not. And accordingly, they are given. They may demand a lot of things. Whether they deserve or not, that is decided and given to them. Here he is addressing the Surya by five names. Whenever somebody needs anything, oh mere bhai, oh this, please give me. The five names of Surya. Pusan. Pusan means Jagat Posanat Pusa. He is the nourisher of the whole world. Without Surya, there cannot be any life on this earth. So Ishwar or Surya, he is Pusan, he is the nourisher. Ekarse means Ravis Tathaika Eva Rishati Gachati Ittekarse. He is the alone tablet, alone, no friend. Surya is moving alone in the sky. Ekarse, lone traveler. Yama, sarvasya sayamana adyam he yama. You are the controller. Controller means all the griha and nakshatra are traveling around sun. And sun has got its own gravitational power. So he, as if he is controlling all the griha and nakshatra in the sky. So he is Yama. Surya. What is the meaning of Surya? Shankaracharya says, Rasminam, Prananam, Rasanancha, Svikarnat, Surya. Only Shankaracharya can give the definitions of each word. Why? Well, it can withdraw the power, it can vaporize the water, a saline water from the sea, and we can't see. When it is being evaporated, we don't see. But when the clouds are formed, we can see the clouds. And when they pour water, then it is pure water. So who is doing this? bole surya. Even if we want to dry anything, we put it in the sunlight na, to dry. Prajapatyah, prajapatya means prajapate apatyam prajapatya. He is the son of Prajapati, so he is called Prajapatya. So five names of Surya. So what is the prayer? Vyuha rasmin samuha tejo. Your rays. Vyuha rasmin, please withdraw all your rasmin, all your rays, all your teja. What we are seeing from the sun is seeing the rays are coming because of the brilliance and the rays. We are not able to see the truth which is hidden behind that. So the seeker is saying, please collect your all rays, all teja. You can do it, I can do it. You have to do it. Why? Yatte rupam kalyanatam tamam tatte pasyami. So that I can see the your kalyanatam rup, auspicious rup. When you collect your all the rasmis, all the rays, then only I will be able to see the truth behind it. Shankaracharya says, kalyanatama means atyantam sobhanam tatte tavatmanam prasadat prasyami. Because of your grace, if you withdraw your rasmi, if you withdraw your rays, then I will be able to see the truth behind it. Acha, then what will happen? Yo asa vaso purusa soham asmi. The Purush in you and the Purush in me is one and same. Who is this Purush? Yo asau asau Purushah. Who is this Purush? It says, Purush has got two meaning. Purush, Purushakaratvat Purnam. Because it pervades everywhere, it is Purn. One definition. Second definition, Purusha Puri Sainat Purusha. He is in this body, so it is called Purusha. So outside is pervading the whole world, same Purusha, and inside also is the same Purusha. Purusha Puri Sainatva Purusha. So the Purush which is outside pervading the whole world and the Purush which is inside me is one and the same. And he says, so aham asmi, that is me. And the same thing was said in Bhagavad Gita also. Lord said, yada aditya gatam teja jagat bhasate akilam yat chandramasi yat chagnau tat tejo vidhi mamakam. The tej, the light in sun and moon and in the fire is my tej, the Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita in Vibhuti Yoga. The same thing this Upasak is also saying, that the Purush in you and Purush in me is one and same. In other words, the Atman in me which is conditioned Brahma and the Brahma which is substratum outside is one and same. Brahman conditioned with this Upadhi is Atman. Atman unconditioned with this Upadhi is Brahman. So he says, you are pervading outside, you are in the sun, you are also in me, and that both of them are one. So aham asmi, I am that.
Vayur nilam amritam athedam.
Vayuranilam amritam mataidam
Vasmantagam
shariram
Om krato smara kritagam smara
Om krato smara kritagam smara
Krato smara kritagam smara
Krato smara kritagam smara Vayuranilam amritam mataidam Vasmantagam shariram Om krato smara kritagam smara
Krato smara kritagam smara
This is the prayer of the person Upasak who is lying on deathbed now. One can be the physical death, other is death of ego on the meditation seat. Both way this can be explained. So he says, Vayu Anila Amritam Atha Edam Basmantagam Sariram. Vayu means prana vayu, the vayu in me. It is going to merge with anil, the samasti pran. So vyasti pran, my pran are going to merge with the samasti pran. It's going out. And how is that samasti pran? Samasti pran is amritam. It's amrit, immortality. Atha idam bhasmantagam sariram. Well, this gross body is going to be burnt to ashes. Bhasmantagam sariram. Pranvayu, the subtle body, is going to merge with the samasti pran. Vesti pran is going to merge with the samasti pran, which is immortality, amritam. Oh my mind, Om Krito, he is chanting Om. Om represents Brahman. Om Krito, Krito means mind. Oh mind. Now, Smara Krita Gam Smara. You remember whatever you have done in the past. Remember your good deeds at this time. Krito Smara Krita Gam Smara. Second time again he is saying, Oh my mind, you think whatever good deeds you have done in the past. The rule is whatever is your last thought, your destination will be decided according to your last thought. You have come here, you thought you will be going back home, but before going home, if you think that, oh, we have to take milk, so first you will go home or you will go to the store? You will go to the store. It is the last thought which determines the destination. So now, lot of people, they think about many things. The last thought of the Lord will come only when you remember the Lord throughout your life. Otherwise it will never happen. Even everybody knows the principle that the antagati, the last vritti will determine my journey, but the last vritti will never come of Lord unless you have done the practice, unless you have done the naam japa. Mahatma explained this thing in many ways. They give example, a person was dying, he said, Where is Ramu? Ramu is here. Second son, he is also there. Third son, he is also present, standing next to his deathbed. Then he says, Who is there in the shop? You all three are here. Who is there in the shop? So the last thought will be determined by whatever you have done throughout the whole life. Om Krito Smara Kritagam Smara Krito Smara Kritagam Smara Oh my mind, you think and he is praying, he is taking the name of the Lord, Om. Om here represents Surya, Surya Devta. He is praying to the Surya, to the sun god, and telling his mind, now the last time has come. You should think whatever good deed you have done. In the meditation seat also, when the last thought is gone, then you merge. It is death of your ego. So both ways this verse can be explained. Now in the last verse, he prays.
Agne naya supatharaye.
Agne naya supatharaye.
Asman vishwani deva vayunani vidwan.
Asman vishwani deva vayunani vidwan.
Yuyodhyasma juhuranamenaha.
Yuyodhyasma juhuranamenaha.
Bhuishtam te namayuktim vidhema.
Bhuishtam te namayuktim vidhema. Agne naya supatharaye.
Asman vishwani deva vayunani vidwan. Yuyodhyasma juhuranamenaha. Bhuishtam te namayuktim vidhema.
Shankaracharya says, punar anena mantrena margam yachate. Margam yachate. Now he is requesting for a particular marg. Who is talking? Upasak. Which upasak? Who has done all these upasanas, gone to the Pitralok, Devlok, Brahmaji's Lok, or Asambhuti Lok? This upasak is praying. Or one who is doing the Karma Yoga also. And he is lying on the deathbed. He is requesting, Agni Naya Supatharaye. Oh Agni, oh fire, Naya, lead me, take me. Supatharaye, by good path, by Sobhan Mark. Raye, Raye means my wealth, so that I can enjoy my fruits of action. Whatever good deeds I have done, whatever wealth I have earned in this life, so that I can enjoy that my karma phal, that wealth, lead me by Sobhan Mark. By Supatha, by good mark. What is Supatha? What is this wealth? We will see it in later. Asman Vishwani Deva Vayunani Vidwan. Vishwani means all. Asman means mine. Deva Vayunani Vidwan. You know all my karma. You are Vidwan. You know all my karma and you know what karma phal I will get. Is prayer to the Ishwar. Ishwar knows my karma and what karma phal I deserve. That is known to you. Vishwani, all my karma you know. You are Vidwan, you know it. And Lord knows the karma and karma phal of each of us, all beings. Yodhi asmat juhran ena. Ena means sin. Yodhi means remove. Asmat means mine. Juharan means crooked. Crooked sins of mine, please remove it. I have done something wrong also, papa also. You are karma phal data. You can remove it. So he is praying to the Lord, please remove all the obstacles which are going to come in my path for going by Supata. Your sins are going to put obstacles in that Supata. So he is requesting, Lord, please remove all my sins which are going to come and bring in obstacles in my Supata path. Bhushtam te namah uktim vidhem. Bhushtam means best. Te namah uktim. This is my prayer. Vidhem, I offer my prayer. But this prayer is mentally I am offering prayer because I am on the deathbed. I cannot prostrate now. Please accept my prayer. Best prayer I am giving. Offering to you. Please remove all my obstacles and lead me to the Supatha Marga. What is Supatha Marga? Supate eti visheshanam dachin marga nibhrityartham. He has traveled by dachin marga several times. Dachin marga means you have to come back again and again. So he doesn't want now this dachin marga. Surya goes to the dachin, then the days are reduced. Days reduced means the light reduced. Light reduced means the knowledge is not happening. This upasak was following the dachin marga, going to the Pitralok, Devalok, Brahmalok and unmanifested world, and was coming back. Dachin marg, whosoever go by the dachin marg will come back. Bhishma Pita waited for the Uttarayan to come. In Uttarayan, the sun starts going, moving toward north. And when it starts moving toward north, the days will be. So it is called the bright mark, Supatha. So this upasak who has experience has come to know about this thing, that whatever upasana I have done by vidya upasana or avidya upasana, by the karma kand and upasana, by sambhuti manifested upasana, asambhuti upasana, by all this I have gone by the dakshin mark and come back. Now he is requesting, I don't want to go to dakshin marga. The Supatha, what is Supatha? Well, Supatha is the Uttar marga, the bright marga, which represents the Gyan marga. Well, you take me to that marga. This Supatha for the Gyan margi is Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. He is requesting the Lord, please create a situation so that I can get this Sravan Manan and Nididhyasan. This is one type of upasak. Bhakti Margi. Bhakti Margi Supatha is that he wants Ishwar Darshan. Bhakti Margi, he doesn't want merging in the Lord. He doesn't want mukti. He wants to serve the Lord. There should be dvait. I don't want to be one with the Lord. Duality, he wants to maintain duality. He wants Ishwar Darshan. I want to see the Lord. And one who wants to do the Chitta Suddhi, he will ask for Karma Yoga. And one who wants Chitta Ekagrata, he will ask for Upasana. So the Supatha has got different meaning for different type of devotees. Gyan Margi will ask for Sravan Manan Nididhyasan, Guru Pasadan. Bhakti Margi will ask for that I want Ishwar Darshan. One who is trying to do the Chitta Shuddhi, purification of mind, he will ask for the Karma Yoga. And one who wants to have concentration of mind, he will ask for the Upasana. And what is this wealth? Rai. The materialist will ask for the wealth of the world. And those who have seen the calamities of the wealth, in Vraja Govinda we have seen artham anartham, those who have seen the calamities of the wealth, they will ask for the inner wealth, sat sampatti. So empirical world person will request for material prosperity. And those who have seen the calamities of wealth, they will ask for the inner wealth. I want this inner wealth. And the devotee will seek from the Lord, tell me the path by which I can reach you. And a seeker, a jnani, he will always ask for Uttarayan Marga, the mark by which when you go, you will not come back. Dakshinayan Marga you are going and coming back. All these upasats will be going and coming back, going and coming back. And now this upasak has realized that this is futile. What I was doing was not correct. So he is praying to the Lord that take me by Supatha, Supath, the path of knowledge, the path by Uttarayan by which nobody comes back. He is seeking the grace of the Lord, one, and number two, he is requesting the Lord to remove his sins, so that no obstacles should come while I am going by Uttarayan Marga. This Uttarayan Marga and Dakshinayan Marga in detail discussed in Bhagavad Gita. So when that chapter comes, we will discuss that. So with this, our discussion on Ishavasya Upanishad ends. And with the grace of the Lord and the blessing of Pujya Guruji, we could complete it with Sankar Bhashya. And I thank you all for giving me opportunity to rethink on this again. Any questions?
No,
Asura has been directly killed, then it is mukti by the Lord himself. Lord is doing. And in the verse number 17, he is telling, he is requesting his own mind. He was believing that I am doing the upasana. And by this upasana, I have done good deeds. So he is trying to remember his good deeds. Oh my mind, you remember all the good deeds. Because he knows, if you remember the Lord at the time of death, you will go and merge with the Lord. And the time has come when his own pranvayu is going to merge with his vyasti. Pranvayu is going to merge with the samasti pranvayu. And this body is going to drop or being burned. So he is requesting, he is telling his mind, you think about the Lord, think about the Lord, because the last thought will decide. But in the asur things, when avatar is killing an asur, they get sadgati. They always get sadgati because the Lord is taking that.
Okay, thank you.
prana.
First sloka.
Acha. First person chant once again. Together.
Om Ishavasyamidakam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjitah magriha kasya svittanam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om